This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
That's right. Robert Kraft here. Or, you know, it's Bob with a B, in case you're wondering where those roses came from. Thank you, Greg.
On WAAF.
All right, today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Winter Works program. WAAF listeners get 10% off a brand new metal roof. That is 10% off a brand new metal roof from East Coast Metal Roofing. Go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And now, here for you are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:34 a.m.
Yeah, I found this GoFundMe page on Facebook. It's about raising some money to buy flowers for some local news girl that apparently left this guy, his name is Jiz Stymie, on Facebook, and apparently she led him on for quite a few months before telling him that he sucked. Yeah, I thought it was interesting, so I threw $20 at it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. That's
end of
nice.
Message.
Did you at least reach out to Stiz? Yo! Grimy, and make sure that it wasn't him. Or
Stiz reached out to me upon hearing about the flower thing, and he wrote a bunch of stuff. It looked like he sat on a keyboard, so it took me a while to decipher because there were no vowels, only consonants. He did not have the money to buy a vowel from Pat, but it was not him.
He's not the secret admirer,
no.
The secret rose admirer.
KRML, Dave Garver. Hello?
Play Misty for me.
Good movie. Early Clint Eastwood there.
Yeah.
Play Misty for
great,
me.
Great sideburns.
Yes.
Really good sideburns.
Well, that was the time, kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Burt Reynolds.
Tuesday, 7:41 a.m.
Riddle me this one. So the same chick that has pulled hair out of the drain of a shower to catch an ex cheating is saying that it's creepy for somebody to send a $500 bouquet of roses just as a nice gesture? Yeah, that makes sense.
End of message.
I don't think
with
it's
no name. That's the thing.
With no name, yeah.
You know, I spoke with Rose Savage yesterday, and I said, you know, at least last year after the first bouquet from Rose Savage came, he emailed me and identified himself.
Yeah.
You know, and this individual this year had reportedly said, she'll know who I am. I don't. So, you know, thank you. It was very beautiful and I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
So that's all I can say about
it.
Very nice gesture.
Now, has Rose Savage moved on?
Rose Savage is dating someone, I believe.
Oh, jeez.
She's a smoke.
I can't.
Lucky girl.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Well, he waited forever.
I know.
Yeah, as long as nothing back in return.
I know. The guy.
Not even a phone call.
No, I appreciate Rose Savage because he wasn't a dick about it.
Yeah.
He's always been very cordial, very nice.
Yeah.
You know, comes to the Greg Hill Foundation events, donates to a lot of causes.
Yeah,
guy's
awesome.
Very generous. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 10:53 a.m.
So I just heard that David Pastrnak was injured as he was leaving a Bruins event when he fell and hurt his thumb and will be out for an unknown amount of time. I guess that's what you get when you try to go out and drink like your LB. Amateurs.
End of message.
It happens. You know? Wet, slushy, icy.
Sure.
You go down, you go to put your hand down, jack your thumb up.
Oh. You can take a tumble at any time. I almost fell completely down the stairs yesterday.
What?
I had my laptop and an iced coffee, and I stumbled. I almost went down. You know, you ever have that vision of, like, lying at the bottom of your stairs with a broken neck, like a, like the staircase documentary?
Yeah. And no one's home and to find you?
You're just going to, it's over.
Tuesday, 1:17 p.m.
LB, I was listening to the show yesterday.
Yeah.
If there's one thing you said right in months, you were talking about the way you guys affect people's happiness every day. Let me tell you, buddy, you affect my happiness every single day. I started listening to the show. I was happy. I heard you, and oh, boy, forget about it.
End of message.
Forget about it.
Tuesday, 2:57 p.m.
Flying down 95 at the blinding speed of 7 miles an hour. When I do pass another car, person has both hands gripped to the steering wheel, knuckle deep, hanging on to it like grim death. When did people forget how to drive in the snow? Next time they say it's going to snow, please, just stay home, have some cocoa, and Netflix.
End of message.
Miserable afternoon for a lot of people. Ended up hearing about 2.5 to 3 hour commutes that are normally 40, 45 minute commutes home yesterday. So should be better today. I don't know if it's going to get better or it's just going to continue to get worse. I saw this morning that Boston has earned the title of most congested city in the United States during peak commuting times.
Oh my God.
And the latest global traffic scorecard, which comes from a transportation analytics firm called INRIX. Last year, we were the 7th most congested city.
Moving up 6 spots.
Right now, you're listening, you're on the Pike or you're on the expressway or you're on Storo Drive. You are now driving in the most congested city during the commuting times in the United States of America.
Title Town, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Title Town.
City of Champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a lot of driving for meetings and whatnot.
Yes.
So I don't know that this question necessarily applies to you, but could any of you see going back to a conventional, like, 9-to-5 schedule, based, like, other than what we work? Like, I can't imagine
it's not gonna,
being in a commuter.
You mean being in the... it would be difficult.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
It's miserable for people. But it's not... You know, it's... The thing that kills me is the hours that the commute encompasses have changed. You know, it used to be, like, if you didn't leave Boston by 4 p.m., you were in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now... It's like 2:30, 2:45, and you can't get out of the freaking city. Like, you know, you're down, you know, by the Greenway and trying to make a left and trying to go in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's
impossible.
It's just imagine this texter is correct. Imagine if we got the Amazon HQ2 headquarters here, how bad it would have gotten.
5:35 a.m.
I gotta tell you guys, Swiss cheese is the best on grilled cheese. Takes a while for the cheese to melt, but it is the best. The worst cheese for a grilled cheese is that nasty old 2-week-old cone cheese. Yuck.
End of message.
Today is National Cheddar Cheese Day. So we're talking about what was best on a grilled cheese sandwich earlier. Somebody was suggesting Havarti. Like they like they like the Havarti.
Grilled cheese is a blank canvas.
Yes.
Yeah. I sometimes like to do a grilled cheese with provolone.
Oh,
I
don't know really?
Yeah.
Put a little marinara on
when,
that.
When provolone melts, I think it's like one of the better melting. I mean, they all melt to the very best level, but provolone is pretty good on a grilled cheese.
What's your stance on Gruyere?
Not a fan.
No, French onion soup?
No. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I don't like, when it comes to French onion soup, I don't like much soup.
No,
I just like the cheese and the cheese and the bread.
The bread.
6:10 a.m.
No offense, Mike, but it would be so much hotter if Danielle were doing the Golemos read. The only people that are getting excited by you doing it are elderly women.
End of message.
Big, delicious sausage.
You're going to steal my gig.
8:09, you're welcome.
51 a.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. Benedict Cumberbatch here. I just wanted to call in. You were all talking about the salad cream. And in case you're wondering, I'm a big fan of the salad cream. And Mrs. Hsu also enjoys it as well. Most of the time, we have it on the side, along with a spotted dick. Cheerio!
End of message.
I hate that guy.
There he is, Cumberbatch. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.